California. Today's podcast is about going to a family party. Let's get started. I visit my hometown about once a year. This year, I was in town for about 5 days, and there was a family get-together. It wasn't a family reunion, since it was just my immediate family. But still, there were a total of about 45 people who showed up. Our family parties are always held at the home of one of my brothers or sisters. It is always a potluck. We never have formal dinner parties, so we never need catering. At the potluck this past weekend, some people brought casseroles, some brought chips and dip, and some brought cookies and cakes for dessert. I usually don't have to bring anything since I'm the guest of honor. There is always a lot of talking and laughing at our family parties. Someone always brings up old childhood memories or a funny anecdote from the old days. A family get-together as big as ours can be overwhelming for some people. When they ask me what it's like to be part of such a big family, I always tell them one thing. It's noisy. We're talking about in this podcast a family party that I went to this past weekend. I was visiting my hometown. My hometown, all one word, home and town, is the place where you are born, where you were raised, where you grew up. I visit my hometown, which is St. Paul, Minnesota, by the way, about once a year. And this year, I was in town for about 5 days. When we say in town, we mean at that particular place. So if someone asks you, how long are you going to be in town? Meaning, how long are you going to be visiting here or staying here? I was in town for about 5 days, and there was a family get-together. Get-together is a hyphenated word, the verb to get, you know, and together means when you put things together. Well, a get-together is a party or a meeting. It's a group of people who are coming together, usually for some social reason. My get-together, my family get-together, wasn't a family reunion. A family reunion is when you have grandma and grandpa and your uncles and aunts and cousins, anyone with that last name or related to you, comes together in a big party. This wasn't a family reunion, I said, because it was just my immediate family. Your immediate family is your mother, your father, your brothers and sisters, and usually your brothers and sisters' husbands or wives. Those would be your in-laws. Your brother-in-law is married to your sister. Your sister-in-law is married to your brother. And they may have children. Those would be your nieces and nephews. That is the immediate family. Or some people just talk about the father, the mother, and the children as immediate family. An extended family would include other parts of your family, grandma, grandpa, aunts, uncles, and that sort of thing. I said there were 45 people who showed up to the get-together. That's true, by the way. I'm not making that up. To show up means to go to come to an event. If you are going to have a party, people would show up to a party. You can show up to a meeting, means you go to the meeting. Sometimes we say, be sure to show up, meaning be sure to go to that event. The family parties that we have are in the home of one of my brothers and sisters, and it is always a potluck. A potluck, P-O-T-L-U-C-K, is a meal in which everyone brings something different and we all share each other's food. So one person brings a salad, another person brings meat to cook, hamburgers or pizza or some sort of other dish. Someone brings dessert, someone brings something to drink, and someone else brings other things like chips and so forth. These are not dinner parties. I said that we don't have formal dinner party. A dinner party is a little more formal event where usually someone, you sit down and someone comes and brings the food to you. At a potluck, usually you have your own plate and you go up to a table where all the food is and you get your own food. This was not a formal dinner party, and so we didn't need catering. To cater a party or to cater any event, a wedding, a funeral, a bar mitzvah, anything like that, is to cater means to provide the food. Usually a professional cook and the cook's helpers come and they cook the food and they give you the food. They are responsible for all the food and drink. So that is catering. When I got married several years ago, many years ago, how many years ago? A long time ago, we had catering at our wedding. We had someone cater the wedding. They took care of all the food and so forth. At least I think that's what happened. I don't remember very clearly. Any case, I said that some people at our get-together brought casseroles. A casserole, C-A-S-S-E-R-O-L-E-S, a casserole is a dish, what we call in my state of Minnesota a hot dish. A casserole usually has either rice or potatoes or pasta, some sort of what we would call a starch, S-T-A-R-C-H, a type of like rice and pasta, potatoes are all starches. And these are mixed in with meat, often hamburger or ham or turkey or chicken, and usually some sort of soup, some sort of creamed soup, cream of mushroom, for example, soup. And you mix it all together and then you put it in the oven and you bake it at, I don't know, 400 degrees for 30 minutes, and then it's all ready to eat. That's a casserole. I said that some people brought chips and dip. Chips means potato chips, or they could be tortilla chips, which are chips made popular in Mexico, where they take a tortilla and they fry it. And then you eat that with that chip with dip, D-I-P. Dip could be anything that you put a potato chip or a tortilla chip into. It could be salsa, which is chopped up tomatoes, onions, and other things. It could be some sort of cream dip, all sorts of possibilities. All of it is bad for you, of course. And that's why it tastes so good. Cakes for desserts were also brought. Cakes, of course, you know what a cake is, like you cut a cake for a birthday. People bring cakes for dessert, the meal or the part of the meal at the end, the good part of the meal. I mentioned that I did not bring anything, however, because I was the guest of honor. Actually, my wife and I were the guests of honor. To be the guest of honor means that the party is being thrown, and notice we use the verb to throw a party. The party was being thrown or put on, it was being organized for me and my wife. So we were the guests of honor. I said that in my family get-togethers, there's always a lot of talking and laughing, and someone brings up childhood memories. Childhood, all one word, childhood, means things related to when you were a child, of course. An anecdote is a story, usually a funny story, about something. So you can have an anecdote about what happened to you yesterday. And usually the anecdote is funny or it's entertaining somehow. Finally, I said that a big family get-together can be overwhelming for some people. To be overwhelming means that you are amazed, we can say you are overwhelmed by something when it is so much more than what you expected, and it can cause you to become maybe even a little confused or nervous or anxious when you are overwhelmed with work, for example. You have so much, too much work. And that's the basic meaning of overwhelming. Now we're going to listen to the podcast, but this time at a normal rate of speech. Here we go. I visit my hometown about once a year. This year, I was in town for about 5 days, and there was a family get-together. It wasn't a family reunion, since it was just my immediate family. But still, there were a total of about 45 people who showed up. Our family parties are always held at the home of one of my brothers and sisters. It is always a potluck. We never have formal dinner parties, so we never need catering. At the potluck this past weekend, some people brought casseroles, some brought chips and dip, and some brought cookies and cakes for dessert. I usually don't have to bring anything since I'm the guest of honor. There's always a lot of talking and laughing at our dinner parties. Someone always brings up old childhood memories or a funny anecdote from the old days. A family get-together as big as ours can be overwhelming for some people. When they ask me what it's like to be part of such a big family, I always tell them one thing. It's noisy. That concludes our podcast for today. Be sure to visit our website at www.eslpod.com. We also would love to hear from you on email. Our email address is eslpod@eslpod.com. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. ESL Podcast is produced by the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005.